Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, January 25th, 2013. I do apologize for this late posting and hope it hasn't inconvenienced you all. Why not relax as you now open your hearts to receive the abundance of loving energy that Jesus' message wishes to share with you? Humanity is undergoing an immense and much-needed healing. It is part of the process that is bringing you forwards to full wakefulness. For many, it is stirring up strong feelings and emotions that are not familiar, either because they have been deeply buried or because they are relating to karmic issues from previous lifetimes that have not yet been cleared. Or they may be related to friends, relatives, or even work associates for whom they have agreed to carry and release some of the load that person is working with. If this is your path, you will likely be experiencing unsettling mood swings to which you are unaccustomed. Do not engage with them. Observe them and let them go, because that is all that you need to do. If you engage with them, they will intensify, confusing you and making it more difficult for you to release them. If this does happen, just relax into a meditative state and intend to release them. And if you are too emotionally involved to relax into that state, then remind yourselves that your intent is to release them, and then do something to distract you from the intense feelings that have arisen. Take a walk, have something to eat, go and hang out with a friend, until they subside. Humanity has a lot of old memories that need releasing. Hanging on to old memories of being offended, punished, tortured, or killed feeds the dying embers of the remaining negative energy fields that have for so long driven you into conflict and war. Holding on to grudges, resentments, insults, and offences has for eons supported the negative energies that have consistently led you into fear and anger and fueled an overwhelming desire for vengeance and retribution. A desire that can never be satisfied because it becomes all-encompassing. The only way out of this endless loop of violence begetting violence is to refuse to engage with it. For many who remain deeply asleep, unaware of their need to evolve spiritually, it seems insane not to seek justice and restitution. They do not realize that what they seek is what everyone else is seeking. Seeing only the wrongs against themselves and not seeing or refusing to see the wrongs in which they themselves have engaged. Love is your essence. It is indestructible and infinitely persistent, and all will succumb to its gentle and loving embrace, which is constantly reaching up to you from the inner depths of your being. There is not one of you who is not receiving intuitive guidance to forgive those who have hurt you. But your egos resist because when you give in, as you all will, they lose their power. Your ego is a part of you that appears to be split off, separate, and which runs with its own fear-filled and self-centered agenda, thinking that it can destroy the opposition and rule the world. Most humans discover its limitations during childhood and learn to negotiate with other egos to form alliances, easing the terror of separation or loneliness. But a few will not negotiate or compromise, and are either quickly defeated or rise to become dictators of one sort or another as their egos take complete control of them. Gurus, father figures, industrial bosses, politicians, church leaders, and spend their earth lives sowing seeds of distrust and betrayal as they attempt to achieve positions of power that they think will make them invincible. Of course, they cannot succeed, but they frequently convince others that safety can only be achieved by holding positions of authority backed up by the force of arms. Humanity is evolving spiritually, and the rate of that evolution has increased enormously during the last 50 or 60 years, which is why you now see so many, not ego-driven, but loving beings, actively involved in bringing peace and harmony to the planet as they strive to raise humanity's awareness of the insanity of the old ways. Nevertheless, the energy of the old ways still maintains its hold on those who have bought into authoritarian attitudes as a way to feel secure. and the results of that are apparent in areas where the authorities continue to maintain order by means of enforcement. You, the lightholders and wayshowers, are changing that by extending outwards from yourselves the ever-intensifying divine field of love into which you are permanently integrated and anchored, and by intending to share it with all of humanity. You have been doing this for most of your present earth lifetime, ever since you awoke to the reality of your essential spiritual nature and became aware that your reason for being embodied was to assist in this massive task of bringing all of your brothers and sisters home to their natural state of living consciously in peace, harmony, and abundance. The intent for that state is spreading through your collective consciousness and will not be denied, despite the efforts of those who would maintain the old structures that have been dividing you and setting you against one another for so long. Their time is past and their power structures are crumbling through poor maintenance and lack of support. Love is sweeping across the planet and melting all resistance. Know that this is so, that it is the divine plan, that it cannot fail, and continue to focus on the light within you, that it blazes out more and more enticingly to induce all with whom you interact by thought, word, or physical presence to go within and find their own light blazing there and intending to be seen and shared. You are divinely supported in every moment, and your Father's will for love to prevail, which is also yours, will not be denied. Your loving brother, Jesus.